This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. It is Tuesday, right after the first episode of Michelle's season, which we are very excited about, and excited about some of these guys as well. But before we get into that, guys, let's chat about this weekend. This weekend was so much fun. We went to Blended Fest out in San Diego, and we were rolling deep with some Bachelor friends, past, present, future, like so many people.
It was a very interesting web. If you try to
piece it all together, you can't. I feel like you can't even create the like bubble web of dating and past dates. But it was fun, guys. The craziest part about the whole weekend was there wasn't any drama. There wasn't any drama between Bachelor people. Zero drama between Bachelor people, which, like you said, with the people that we had there. So let's go through it. We had me, Katie.
Like, are we going to try to piece the drama together?
No, that's take too long. But we had me, Katie, Thomas Becca, Noah Abigail, John.
And then Hannah and Dylan.
So there's nine of us,
Kay from kind of the Bachelor world.
I mean, she was never been on the show though.
No, I know. But yeah, she with the podcast stuff and
But she's never like dated anybody or anything.
Yeah.
But so there's nine of us that were in this weird, we've either all mostly dated or like at some point have made out. Like, it's just so very weird. I mean, Bachelor world in general is very weird, guys. But the coolest thing was zero drama, like absolutely zero drama. Just a fun time had by all. Shout out to everybody who came out to my set. It was amazing. I mean, to have the side stage look like it did, it felt good. It felt really good. Yeah,
out of the three festivals we've been a part of now, that by far was the best.
By far. Top to bottom. Yeah. Top to bottom by far. Yeah,
San Diego came out.
And I like to think that I probably had the biggest side stage crowd. I think for sure.
I tell that to the festival executives. It's like, I almost feel kind of bad for whoever follows or plays before.
I know.
A little bit. Cause like a lot of the crowd leaves.
Yeah, I know. But hey, that's not our fault. So we did our job. But a couple of the Blended Fest, founders and creators commented on my photo. So it was cool to see. And they DM'd me. I was like, dude, that crowd looks insane.
And I think it's kind of exciting because I'm going to put some pressure on them right now. I think we're already pretty much signed up for all eight or nine next year. So
yeah, guys. So news. Keep your eye out. Yeah. So they did three Blended Fests this year.
There'll be
year.
Five or six new cities. We won't spoil that. We'll let them do that.
But we are excited for the cities. We'll just say that. Some of our favorite cities in the country are going to have a Blended Fest next year. So, and we'll be there. We'll be there. Hopefully 99% sure we will, but keep your eye out for that.
It was also just so cool meeting people we've talked with, but never have met face to face yet. Like Abigail, Katie was unbelievably fun. John was awesome. Yeah. Thomas shocked me. He was great. Yeah. I've never been manhandled in my life. Like, I'm a big dude. That is a strong motherfucker.
Yeah, he did pick you up, toss you around a little bit.
We're at park. I get picked up from behind, and he's like throwing me up and down for a minute, like a rag doll.
Yeah, he's a big human. You hadn't met Dylan. I didn't realize that.
I hadn't met Dylan or Hannah.
You hadn't met Dylan. And Saturday night, Dylan went hard. He went all out for Hannah and her SETI app. Everybody go download SETI. I think that's how you say it, right? Yeah. We went to a club. He bought freaking bottles. Dylan showed us a good time. Went to his house. Their place is amazing. Their backyard.
John showed us a good time being from San Diego.
John showed us too good of a time.
Crew, man. It was a fun crew.
That San Diego crew is a good time. And the thing is, we were missing quite a few San Diego people. You know, a lot of them were out of town. So next time we're out there, which I think is going to be in 2 months, roughly 6 weeks, we're going to be back out there playing, hopefully.
First Thursday of December.
Yeah, so keep your eye out for that. And then this weekend, guys, we'll be out in Chicago again, our second home. Our second home.
Every other weekend, Chicago. We're there.
So seriously, so much, but we're not complaining. We love that city. So we'll be back out at Bourbon Street Saturday night, and then we're playing Paradise Park Sunday noon, right? Is that right?
Yeah, noon to two.
Noon to two.
Set on Saturday is 9:30 to 10:45-ish.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, guys. Early set Saturday, and, not my 12 to two.
I saw you put the link up in your story tonight. There's a link for the meet and greet. Meet and greet starts at 8 o'clock or 8:30.
8:30. There, so. And I'll throw all that out there. I'm going to, you know, post more about it. But yeah, guys, earlier set than normal, 9:30 to 10:45. So come out for that. And then the boy band plays after me, and they're always a good time.
Yeah. And so, Kenny and Mari will be there this week.
Yeah, Kenny and Mari. Hopefully Joe and Serena haven't seen them yet. So
and then our number one groupie, Clay.
Clay will be there. Maybe
for
Andrew.
Sure be there.
So come on out, Chicago. Always fun out there. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the nitty gritty, man. Let's get into this
first
episode.
Forgive me a little bit. Got the got my flu shot today. Feeling a little under the weather right now.
Yeah,
I mean, a bit.
Let's just put it this way: neither of us are 100% after this last weekend.
Plus, I got the stress of the Red Sox on right now. So,
are they still on right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're up. Per usual.
Yeah, I saw you were up.
So,
But yeah,
Let's get into this.
Yeah, this is a good episode, guys. I don't rarely like. These first episodes, they're very boring, usually the same old, same old. And this kind of still was the equation they always use every season. But I enjoyed it. I don't know what they did different, but I enjoyed it. But let's get into some of these. Well, I guess let's start out, you know, they showed us some of some more of Michelle, which is a good thing. You realize Michelle hasn't been on our screens for a while. So they kind of caught us up on who Michelle is, what she's looking for. We met her family. You know, just like a quick run through, a quick summary of Michelle, what she's looking
classroom,
for.
Classroom, the fifth
grade.
Yeah,
of course, you know, we saw our classroom. The teacher theme is going to be huge this season, guys. If you haven't seen that, if you haven't figured that out yet, teacher is going to be a very big theme throughout the season. But the first, you know, 15, 20 minutes of the episode, catching up with her, meeting some of the guys, intro packages and everything. They really didn't show that many this season. I was shocked by that. It was only 3 or 4 intro packages. They were kind of longer intro packages for quite a few of these guys. We'll be right back. But let's just get into limo entrances because they showed quite a few as usual.
How about before the limo entrances, though, when they were spying through the rooms, I happened to notice that your name was number 3 on the list behind Jason and Mike Johnson.
That was before the limo entrances.
What they said about you. What was that?
I mean, you could read some of it. It was like there was a mental health note, said something about Blake talks openly about his mental health. There was like another where he was super open. I saw like super open on the show. So actually like some compliments. So I'll take it, man. Cause I literally was joking on my Instagram during my recap today that like this dude probably had me last, but I was third, baby. I was third on there. I would love if they would have just actually, I wish Caitlin or Tayshia would have taken a pic and actually posted it.
Caitlin has to have it.
I bet
of them have to have it.
Yeah. I wish somebody would have taken a pic of that, but yeah, it was like Jason Tardik, Mike Johnson, and then me, which is pretty funny. But I mean, I was pretty good on the Bachelorette. I must say so myself.
You played the game well.
But yeah, so I guess you're right. Let's get into that now. What we can talk back about her conversation with him later. But first of all, producers do rummage through our shit, guys. Producers, that wasn't something new this season. I'll never forget when I got my stuff back. So you give them your suitcase, you give them your backpack, your suitcases, all of that. You do that on Paradise and on Bachelorette. And I remember opening up my suitcase and I noticed like people had gone through my stuff. And I wasn't shocked. They were checking for things. They were checking for phones. They were checking for drugs. They were checking for alcohol. Like, of course, you guys, like if that's not, that is something we sign up for. Like I knew I was going to get my shit rummaged through, you know, like TSA style. So it wasn't a shock. Now, obviously, the producers found his strategy, Ryan, or is it Ryan? Right? Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan, yep.
They found his book, his notes, his strategy, and clearly told Hannah and Tayshia, and the producers figured out, hey, look, let's make a whole thing of like MTV Room Raiders style, where we're going to go through the guys. But obviously the one guy they were looking for was Ryan. So in that sense, it was staged. But in no way do I think the actual strategy book was staged. Like, I don't think the producers wrote that book and then put it in Ryan's
bag. They would have spelt the show correctly.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they would have spelled the show correctly. Honestly, this dude knew more about the show than most producers. Like, there's a lot of turnover.
So you don't buy it that it was his friend's girlfriend or whatever?
Maybe she...
And he only watched 2 hours of the show.
Oh, did he say that? I missed that. No, I don't believe that for a second. No, huh? I think maybe he had written it, you know, and then his, whatever he said, his like friend's wife or whatever, maybe added things to it or strategized for him. Like, it's not unusual to strategize.
Yeah, he said that she wrote the whole handbook.
Yeah. And then he kind of circled back and she was like, wait, but it's not unusual for people to go on with strategy guys. You know how many guys reach out to me or girls reach out to me before they go on the show for words of wisdom and advice? That's not unusual. Obviously, the depth by which he went into was very unusual.
There were a lot of pages.
Shocking. Like I said, so there's a ton of producer turnover on this show. That dude for sure knows more than 90% of the producers on that show. I was shocked by those notes. Shocked.
Yeah, because she was reading stuff from Ben Higgin seasons, like the quotes. And I was
which
like,
was literally like 6 years ago. Six fucking years ago. Like, I was shocked with the amount of detail. Honestly, I'd hire that man as a research assistant. That man would get my hire because he clearly does some good work, man.
In-depth he is Mr. Cliff Notes.
Dude, in-depth research. And I hope he goes to Paradise. And I hope his whole fucking thing is that he bring a VIP strategy book to Paradise. You know what I mean? This was harmless drama. This is the drama I like to see in the show. This wasn't, hey, this chick's an escort. Hey, he's a sexual predator. This was harmless drama, night one drama that I like to see. It was funny. Like, we laughed about it. We're laughing about it now. This isn't going to ruin this guy's life. So I don't mind shit like this. You know, this
kind of loved her vibe about it when she's looking. You could tell she was like a teacher. It was like, I was waiting for her to pull out a red pen and start like taking notes and like, writing notes on his homework.
And I thought she handled it well. She's like, I mean, if we're going to get into that, like, hey, she sat him down and was like, hey, I want to come to you before I blow up on you. I want to come to you, get your side of things, that kind of thing, you know? But, and then the fact that she was like, I want to go see it. I was like, oh, this is going to get good. And it did get good. And then let's just get into it. She sent him home. She sent Ryan home, which sucks because getting into limo entrances now, he was one of my favorite limo entrances. The ice cream truck was a great idea. Then you go out, you get some ice cream together. Like, that was a good intro. And I was like, this guy is pretty cool. He's vibing with her. She actually seemed pretty into him. So I was actually kind of shocked. I mean, he had such a good, or that honestly, knowing that he was probably going to go home, I'm surprised they used that good of an intro on him.
Like, yeah. Even in my notes here, I have like, it says good intro, ice cream truck. We'll just stick around for drama.
Yeah.
I thought they would keep him around just for the notes and everything.
Oh, see, I knew they were sending him home. They always send somebody home night one. My season, Becca sent some guy home from Minnesota she had met. They always send some guy home, usually night one. But I was shocked. Yeah, it was a good intro. What were some of your other fun or favorite limo entrances?
What did you think about Clayton's with the yardstick and the whoopings right off the bat?
So I thought it was good. Listen, another teacher joke. We get it. She's a teacher. But I got some DMs and everything, and I kind of see where people were uncomfortable with it. Cause like there's the whole thing between like the sexuality of like a teacher and a student. And then there's also the beating of students. So listen, I get it, guys. Like, it's a little, I don't know. It's a little touchy subject on ways, but I thought it was like a cute, harmless thing. You know what I mean? I'm sure it rubs some people the wrong way, but all in all, like, I didn't think it was a bad intro. And in fact, they definitely spent a lot of time, and Clayton he was very, very nervous, which was endearing. So I thought all in all, it was a pretty good intro.
I really liked the energy of Peter coming out with the pizza, like just that typical Italian guy, like, hey, I'm here.
So much energy, dude. Like,
I didn't even pay attention to the fucking dough. He just let the shit fling.
I like jumped a little bit. The dude was like, that was some Jason Tardik fucking energy. Honestly, that was some Jason Tardik energy right there. I thought that was a good one. My favorite personally was the table. Dude, I don't know why, but I just, not only the table, the gimmick in itself, but the the conversation he had. You know, he was like telling himself or talking about himself while talking about himself being a meal. Yeah, it's like very smooth.
Age, 32 and very, years. Yeah,
very, you know, very witty. Like all in all, I thought that was a brilliant intro. And the fact that he stayed in it for a little while, he talked to her.
Yeah. And the one thing you have to learn by now, even like coming from, was it James that was in the box, the bro the in box the box?
Guy, yeah.
You're going to stay in your prop in character for a while.
Yeah.
I did like the two firefighters, the one coming out in little toy. And then next one comes just like totally showing them up, driving a fire truck.
And you know the producers were giggling in the fucking trailer. Like,
you could just see his ego take a hit. Like,
dude, he's like, he Flintstoned a little toy fire truck in there, and this guy comes struggling. In the fucking that was just a funny play by the producers. I thought that was pretty funny, you know.
I thought Brandon Jay's pulling up in a bed was pretty was interesting.
It's first one to bold. Get her into bed. Very bold.
Very bold.
You he has tell, like this suave thing about him too. You could tell the way he was talking.
I have him as possible top five or a sleeper. Ooh. Just because I like his energy and he's confident.
So I agree he's confident, but he's too confident. I don't
for sure have
I thought
10.
It came off a little cringy. I thought the gimmick in itself was fun, but I thought he came off a little cringy. Now we don't know, but I thought he was almost like acting, try to be too smooth. But we'll see. We'll see. What else was there? Oh, the apple guy. How about him calling himself the wrong fucking apple?
Yeah, Granny Smith apple, which is green.
It was green. Yeah. No, and then her, and then Michelle listing off every apple. Like more apples than I've ever known. I thought they were just red and green apples.
It was BG, funny. Macintosh, Honey Crisp. Yeah, there's a lot.
I looked it up. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Like 50, like an insane amount of apples.
Yeah, but, it's like Forrest Gump reading off chocolates.
Yeah. But again, another teacher, you know, like another nod to her teacher background, which is fine, I guess, you know, but I feel like it's going to get super annoying this season. But I thought it was good. I thought it was a fun little, you know, so I saw, shout out to Bachelor Data, guys. If you haven't followed Bachelor Data, go follow them. An incredible account where they break down literally anything you can ever think about the show. And one thing they broke down was there was 71% of the limo entrances were gimmicky this season, which is a lot. Put it this way. Last season, I think it was like 60, and Becca's season was like 43. So there was a lot of gimmicks this season. A lot of gimmicks this season. What else was there gimmicky limo entrance wise?
The guy, I thought this was really poor. The guy with the beads. Like saying, I'll give you these beads, but you got to show something later. And then he switched it up. Oh yeah.
What?
Then he switched it up. Yeah.
I missed that. That's like, very
you have
cringe.
A good heart there.
Oh shit. What? Oh, how did I miss that?
She
I
took must the have been beads on my... off and gave it back to him.
I must've been on Twitter or something. Oh shit.
Yeah.
That is good on her. That I didn't.
That
I
totally one backfired. That and then
what was he thinking? It worked.
I don't know.
I don't know. What
and then the guy
about.
Who came out in a thong. That was interesting.
Ballsy.
Very ballsy.
Yeah.
Literally.
There was the guy coming out in like the kid's school uniform. With, like the shorts and the
out of a school bus.
Tie.
Yeah.
Out of a school bus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another gimmick. All in all, decent, you know, decent school or decent, you know, limo entrances, a lot of school entrances. Let's get into like the normal entrance. And the biggest normal entrance was Joe. Obviously just kind of came in. He fucking beautiful eyed her, just fucking stared into her eye and caught her off guard because she decided kind of was like, wait a minute, why do you look familiar? I can't place you. As he's walking away,
she said,
have I slid into your DMs before? And he was like, I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it or something like that. And at first I was like, damn, she admits that she slid into his DM, which I love that. You love a confident woman who slides into DMs. But then she proceeds to talk to Tayshia and Caitlin about it. And I want to get your take on this, man. And I didn't get into this in my Instagram like I wanted to. But if you're talking to somebody in the DMs and the conversation fizzles, is that ghosting? Can you ghost somebody you've never actually met?
I think it depends on how much conversation you've had. If it's just been a couple messages exchanged, I don't think that's ghosting. But if you have a long history of like interaction, I think you're ghosting somebody.
Okay. So like point. Months.
Yeah. Or okay. Like, you know, if there's even like two or three straight weeks of like great conversation and then you just go ghost and dip out on
something. I kind of agree ghosting. With that to the most part, but I think it didn't seem like that. It seemed like it was a couple, like maybe a couple conversations
and it
here
seemed
and there.
Like it was talking over NBA basketball. Or basketball yeah. Or playoffs at the time, maybe.
Ooh. So it didn't sound like it was very deep. So I thought her using the word ghost was a little ridiculous. I was like, listen, you can't ghost somebody after a few conversations about basketball into DMs, you know? So I personally thought this was way overblown for this whole Joe thing, way overblown.
But then when they some had of their conversation, maybe there was more to their conversation.
Maybe, but he,
and
maybe.
That's just how it was just cut, chopped up.
But I think they would have, chopped up to make it seem like it was deeper because this was edited drama. To me, this was, let's make sure this is night one drama and the post edit. I think they edited this to be bigger than it was. We'll be right back. Now, what do you think about his conversation with her when she asked about why they stopped talking? Because he fumbled his words. He got a little, not necessarily defensive, but you could see the panic in his eyes and in his like breath, you know, when he was trying to talk. He went straight to, listen, we love a man who talks about mental health and therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about some racial tensions, the George Floyd thing, you know, some of the protesting in Minnesota.
Very close to that community of Minneapolis.
Yes.
And George Floyd Square, mm-hmm. with her students, classroom. They're both part of that community,
yep.
enriched in that community, it seems like.
And so that also put a little bit of a timeline on it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was clearly over a year ago.
About a year and a half.
Wasn't it March? It was like March or April.
14, 15 months ago.
Yeah. So that puts a little timeline. So it wasn't like, guys, he just recently ghosted her, quote unquote, to be on The Bachelorette to see her. So I thought all in all, I want to get to know Joe a little bit more. I think personally, she's very into him and mm-hmm. her walls are up with him. And I think that's going to be a theme throughout the season with him. But she's attracted to him very much. I think he's going to make it super far. But I want to get to know more of him because I thought that right there, he panicked a little bit and started saying two things that he know would work, racial tensions and mental health. Now, I'm not saying those were obviously actual reasons for him to stop talking to her. I don't know that. We don't know that. But I'm interested to see more from Joe. But I thought her asking the question was a good one. Like, I think she wanted to know why he stopped talking to her.
And the way she responded was amazing too, because mm-hmm. she was 100% right with her answer and responded in her response of like how understanding that she would be to that situation in that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I thought it was a good conversation. What are some other good conversations? I mean, we'll get into Nate's conversation.
I loved her welcoming of the men, like the speech. I always look forward to this, like how they. Mm-hmm. How they open that up to everyone and like how she wanted to challenge the men to stay open, authentic, and be vulnerable.
All very important things, obviously. Yeah. So, and I liked again that she was nervous. She kind of fumbled a little bit. I think at the beginning, she fumbled at the beginning a little bit. She kind of took a deep breath and was like, oh man. And everybody kind of laughed. But I think it's endearing. You know, I think that's endearing when you have, I mean, obviously they're nervous. Everybody is nervous in that room. So to show it, I think takes some guts, but yeah, I do think she was poised. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. She was poised the whole night. And I thought she was poised all of Matt's season. She seemed like she was always the funniest one in the room and always the one who was willing to make fun of herself and laugh at herself.
She almost seemed more confident and comfortable on the dates than Matt even.
Yeah.
When 100%. They were together.
She's just a very confident woman in who she is and what she brings to the table, which is very attractive. It's very attractive.
One of my sleepers is Jamie. He was the first one that grabbed her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All
right. I think they had a really good conversation tonight.
Yeah, she had a good conversation with him. She had a good conversation with a couple guys. Even Ryan, she had a good conversation with before the strategy book. You know, like, I think there's going to be multiple men this season that fall for her. This isn't going to be where men send themselves home. I don't think that's happened.
I think it's a good group of guys. so
yeah,
far
it's early.
From what we see. Yeah, I know. I know.
We say that every season until and then there's a few. But I mean,
Peter with the cannolis was pretty funny.
The cannoli, and that looked like a fire cannoli. Holy shit. Dude, that thing was huge. That was a good cannoli.
What did you call it at first? You thought it was a calzone?
Yeah, I think she did call it calzone at first. Yeah. I think she's going to be easy to get along with. But let's get into an innate conversation, man. I'm sure you have Nate going far too, but I, even in our first episode last week, Nate is 6'8", good looking dude. I don't know about the double earring. I can't get on that train. I can't get on the double earring train. I can't get on the earring train in general, but the dude has double earring. That's a lot for me. But he seems like a genuine guy from the screen time episode one. Mm-hmm. Very nervous. Admits he's nervous. Admits he's going to have a hard time this season opening up, letting down walls. Got to respect that. And it's, again, it's endearing. And Michelle was very patient right there, which I like that. She kept being like, no, it's okay. Like, I want you to talk about it. I want you to talk about your parents. And I think the guys are going to have, obviously most men have a hard time opening up, but I think Michelle is going to get them to kind of break out of their shell, if you will, and open up to her. And I think that's going to be a good thing this season.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. Nate's going to be a front runner. For sure. And honestly, this first conversation, kind of for Joe and Nate, a lot happened. Like for you to go right into your family, night one, you talk about your family and how, you know, you never saw your parents kiss and like all that kind of stuff right away is a lot. If they're doing that already, imagine come fucking hometowns and, you know, going into hometowns and fantasy suites. Like, damn, these guys are going to be talking about every single, you know, scar on their heart they've ever had. So it's going to be a pretty intense season and a very romantic season.
Yeah. I also, did we talk about Rick's conversation? Like when he came out of the table?
Oh no. Yeah. He was
good. Cause I feel he was probably a top three, top four conversation of the evening as well. Yeah. Like it seems like he's going to be like that comfort zone for her, like a free, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like a free space. Like,
yeah. There's no pressure there. Like I think
a safe zone for
safe,
her.
Yeah. Safe space, safe zone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, great. I think he'll do well. I think he's going to make it far. I think, and that's, listen, Michelle crushed it. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think Michelle did a very good job tonight. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Nate obviously got first rose, first out of the limo and first kiss. He got everything tonight. The hat trick.
And you're right. So at least that's the first kiss they showed.
Yeah,
but
true.
I think them not showing, at least there was not another kiss, was there?
No.
Holy shit. That's insane. I want to say Katie made out with fucking everyone. A lot.
Yeah.
Claire made out with a lot. At least they showing. I think that's the thing. They showed Claire making out with a lot. Like they showed Katie making out with a lot. So it's going to be interesting. It doesn't seem like Michelle's going to get this sexy, or at least not sexy. I shouldn't say that. Pro sex. Like all her whole season is going to be about sex. If they're only showing her make out with one guy, unless that's all she did. Maybe that's all she made out with was one guy. We don't know.
I also feel like that's part of her, like her narrative too, and who she is just as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally get that vibe from her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think, she did touch on this a little bit. She talked about how she didn't date much because of sports.
Yeah. And how she said she was always the last asked the dance, but first picked for basketball.
Yeah. And I think maybe she had some ugly duckling phase growing up, you know? And so I think, most people do. And so like, I think maybe her not being, you know, the it girl in high school or whatever you want to call it, or college or whatever. Obviously her personality is phenomenal probably because of that, but I think also she's maybe not as comfortable making out with a bunch of dudes, you know, where some people might be a little bit more than others. So I thought that was shocked. You're right, Nate. And you're right. He did get the first entrance. Sometimes they edit that. No, he was the first guy because you could see him in the room when the other guys were walking in.
Yeah.
First guy to the limo, first impression rose, first kiss. Damn. Good, that is a resume
night for him.
That is a good resume. Night one. Nate with the Y is going to make it far, guys. Very far. So all the guys that went home, were you shocked? The rose ceremony?
Not really.
I didn't. I was not scared Joe was going home. That last rose, they tried to make it seem like, is Joe going home? No, Joe was staying. Wasn't worried there.
Yeah. Cause there's already a storyline there.
Yeah. That you can see in the preview, which we'll get into. Yeah. So I'm not worried about that. some of those guys that went home, dude, obviously it's night one. They can't show everybody, but I had no idea who they were. No. They didn't even show their fucking entrances. So
the only guy is Brian, who we met last week in Chicago or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Brian. Yeah. Which he got zero screen time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Zero screen time. I don't know. Yeah.
How many guys went home tonight?
Five.
Was it? I think there were five or six.
Yeah, five or six. The guy with the freaking no, what was his deal? The guy with the no sleeves? Was he the schoolboy guy?
No.
He had great arms. He had jacked arms, but man, I can't really say, you know, there wasn't a grocery store Joe. There wasn't a guy we were shook went home. You know what I mean? Like there wasn't one of those guys. So all in all, episode, I give it a 7 out of 10, which for me is a lot on night one.
It was a good app. Yeah, like you said, there was no drama other than like
the strategy book, which was a harmless. Harmless drama.
It wasn't bringing anybody down. It wasn't causing shit between or rifts between the men.
I think it was, they weren't reaching. I don't think they were reaching for drama. They weren't reaching here, reaching there. I thought it was a good episode all in all, which makes me very excited for the rest of the season, which let's get into the preview a little bit. Obviously.
Because I was going to say, like, even like at the preview, the whole preview, I have it like, and like when I say going back to the roots of the show, it has nothing to do with race, religion, any of that. It's just like love. I feel like they're previewing this season as like love first and drama second. And a lot of that preview was nothing but love connection and a love story. But there was obviously drama.
Some drama. Mixed in there. I think this is going to be a very romantic season. It needs to be a very romantic season. I think, like I said, because I think a lot of the guys are going to fall hard for her. She's easy to like. But again, yes, always going to be drama. And of course, I showed some drama. It looks like there's some drama with Joe and people thinking they dated before and talked before the show.
It even looked like Clayton went at Nate.
Clayton went at Nate. There
for the wrong reasons.
Or at least that's what it looked like. Clayton could be saying that to anybody. But it did look like...
I read that out of Ryan's playbook.
I don't know. I think this is going to be a good season. I'm excited for this season. And I think some of these guys are going to be pretty, pretty good dudes. You're right. It looked like Clayton called Nate out for being an actor or whatever. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right.
Also, I wanted to ask you this. Did you notice like on the clock in the background when she was going through the notes? Because it was night out and it was 4:46. So that must have been 4:46 in the morning. That was happening. 100%. Because I noticed like when the rose ceremony happened, the sun was out.
Oh, it's always out. Always out. It's a 24 hour.
Like, wow.
Oh yeah, dude. We didn't get done with my rose ceremony until 10 a.m. probably. So yeah, that's crazy. It's 24 hour. Actually, it's closer to 36 hours by the time you get back to your hotel to sleep. So yeah. Those days are absolutely insane. Yeah. Absolutely fucking insane. I am looking forward to this season, guys. A lot. Michelle's great. Shout out to her. She did a phenomenal job night one. Can't wait to see the rest of her this season.
And she looked unbelievably stunning in that dress tonight.
Yeah, the dress is awesome. She
killed it.
She's gonna be popular after this season. I have a feeling people are gonna absolutely love her after this season. Mm-hmm. In Bachelor Nation and outside of Bachelor Nation. Like she's gonna carry herself really well. So all right, cool. That's all we got. So we'll see you guys next week.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.